I am the banana hammock machine.
Excuse me.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason.
This is Pete.
And this is the Lost Legions podcast. And what are we here to talk to you today about, Pete?
The Legion Terminator squads. Yes. Ooh, and their unit entry.
Very interesting. Mm. And I think what we're going to do is we're actually going to combine both the Cataphracti and the Tartarus into the same conversation, because pretty much it is the same squad, but with some very standout differences.
Yeah. For those of you that are new here, we have gone through and done all of the troop options now with a little detailed sort of 20-minute overview on the units. There'll be a link at the end of the video, so go check out those if they're of interest.
And now we're jumping on to the elites. Mm. So first, why don't we talk about the differences between the two types of armor? We have the Legion Tartarus Terminators and we have the Legion Cataphracti Terminators. And pretty much they're the exact same. So as you see up on the screen, we have the Tartarus ones up. But the big difference is the Tartarus Terminators can run and sweep. Yeah. And the Cataphracti Terminators are heavy. They can't run, but they reroll saves versus blasts, and they have a 4+ save instead of a four plus save. So 4+ invulnerable, and the Tartars have a 5+ invulnerable. So they both have their kind of bonuses and their minuses.
Yep. And just checking, I think they're 25 points more, aren't they? Yeah, Cataphracti's 5 guys for 175. Tartarus is 5 guys for 150. So you're quite right. You're quite right. There's the Tartarus are your more lightly armored but more nimble unit, aren't they? As you say, and the Cataphractis are more heavily armored, get a more serious job done, kind of shock assault troops, aren't they, instead?
Yeah. And I think the only other difference is that the weapon options the same price?
I think they're identical.
Yeah, I think they're identical. I think you're right. I think the Cataphracti just end up being 10 points more.
Yeah.
Probably for that +1 invulnerable save. And I would say in general, like, the problem is with the Cataphracti is that because they're so slow, you need some way to deliver them. As opposed to the Tartarus, which can run across the table because they can actually run.
Yes.
As for special rules, the one that stands out to me is inexorable. Do you want to explain to them what inexorable does?
Yeah, so you've got a whole list of different things here and we're going on. But the inexorable rule ultimately gives them kind of like the stubborn rule, but only in close combat. So they'll never take a negative modifier to their leadership when failing or losing combat, close combat fight.
Yeah.
So they're always worst case leadership 7, right? Sergeants are leadership 8. So why would we use these guys, Jay? What do you think? Why would you want to take these guys in your army list?
Well, I mean, overall, like, just having a 2+ armor save and 2 wounds is huge, right? They're super, super durable. They all have an invulnerable save. And so they just last.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that the Tartarus Terminators are also, I mean, fairly inexpensive, clocking in at 25 points with power weapons. So, like, you know, they can fill a bunch of different roles.
Yeah.
I mean, and what we can talk about kind of maybe is, like, their upgrades. And then we can kind of talk about how to run them.
Yes.
So do you want to tackle kind of the upgrades right now?
Yeah, cool. So the things that I would... So I've run them quite commonly, as you know, Jay, and for those of you that have followed me with my Empress Children recently, I've been running a lot of Tartarus Terminators, particularly running them in Spartans, but I've been trying them on foot as well, and to some varying success. The things that I found are a must-have on them, it's definitely going to be the Vexilla, because you cannot afford a super hard, tough unit like that to get shot at and run away straight away, because people will be scared of them. They'll know that they're tough and they'll know that they want to shoot them and they want to deal with them at range if possible. So the option to stand in the fight or, you know, rally at your table edge or just fall back 1d6 plus the combat res perk buff as well that gives you, I would say you want to be putting that on there every single time. I don't know how you feel about that, Jay. Have you use Dexilla's.
I think it's a good... I probably don't as much as you do, actually.
Yeah, okay.
But I go with my... When these answers come up, I go with the I'm an internal optimist. So I'm like, everything will be fun. And this is why my last cannon squad ran off the table the other day at that event. So, and you remember me going like, I should have spent the 10 points. Yeah.
And you every time now, right?
Yeah. No, I said.
Oh, you still haven't? 10 okay. points every
time. I did like last time when we went up to Firestorm Games.
Yeah.
I put Dexilla's and it never came up. Didn't matter. But like, yeah, I mean, it's a good idea. And Pete is correct. 100%. Put the freaking Dexilla.
Buy the Dexilla insurance.
Yeah, exactly.
I am an insurance advisor.
100%. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so we're digressing on Dexilla's, but yes, pretty important. Augury Scanner, Nuncio Vox.
Meh.
Yeah, Nuncio, I mean, if they're running up the board and they're just running and running and running, yeah, arguably Nuncio is going to come in perhaps a little bit handy to bring in some more accurate deep strike or land some different, you know, blast weapons here, there, and everywhere, but take it or leave it. The Augury Scanner's trash.
Depends on what you're running, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. In terms of the weapons, though, that's where I think things get a bit interesting. So, start off with the ranged option. So you got Heavy Flamer, Reaper Autocannon, and Plasma Blaster.
And this is 1 in 5.
1 in 5, yeah. I don't see... Have you seen anyone run any additional ranged weapons? Because I haven't yet.
I love the idea of the Reaper Autocannon. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it just doesn't ever do anything. You're usually dealing with other elite units. It's... kind of worthless, unfortunately, and it's 10 points. Plasma Blaster, this edition.
15 points.
Oh, there we go. Last edition, Plasma Blasters were an auto take, or not even auto take, but like they were a definite include. And this edition, because of the way Plasma has been kind of nerfed and it's 4+, you don't see them all the time, right? Like,
no.
I wouldn't say it's a bad upgrade, but I wouldn't say it's a needed upgrade as well either.
Yeah.
So, you know, take your Plasma Blasters if you like them, but at the same time, how much shooting are you going to be doing with this unit? And it doesn't always do an AP2 hit. Also, when you're shooting against other Terminators, they have 2 wounds, so it doesn't matter as much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, Plasma Blaster to your flavor. Heavy Flamers are almost utterly useless. I hate to say it because I love the idea of Heavy Flamers. Love me some templates. I think they're really cool. This could vary depending on your legion. Like, you know, maybe Salamanders, Heavy Flamers could actually be worth
it.
You know, maybe all Chem Flamers could be worth it. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt. But, like, I think your bog standard Heavy Flamer is pretty crap option. Even if it's 5 points, I'd rather have a freaking Storm Bolter. So, yeah.
I mean, it should almost be a free trade out on the bolter, really. I don't know. It's so hit and miss, and it really leaves you even the bother.
Well, go ahead.
That's just gonna say, I think that the point is these guys want to be in combat, and the one not problem, but definitely something you need to be very careful of in this edition now, which everyone should be aware of by now, is if you want to get into combat, don't shoot, because you're gonna get shot back, you're gonna further your charge range, you're gonna maybe get pinned yourself or whatever situation is, a whole list of things that can go wrong. So why would you shoot? You know, if the Heavy Flamer, as you said, Jay, if it's a certain legion, like you got the strength 6 ones with Salamanders or whatever, it might be nice to have an Overwatch to protect your Terminator squad from another juicy target coming in, you know, things like that potentially. But I don't see the need for it, or people weren't running it really.
Yeah, I mean, arguably, so the next section, I think, is if you're going to take a ranged weapon upgrade, it's where you're going to see most of them.
Yeah, agreed.
And that is the Combi Weapon and Volkite Chargers. What are your feelings on those? Because I have some specific feelings, so I'm just curious what your opinion is to begin with.
So if we're keeping it Legion generic, then yeah. I think the Combi Volkite is a good shout, because it does mean in a pinch, if you need to return fire or you do just need to absolutely hose something, you've got 4 shots per guy, because you can fire obviously the Storm Bolter at the same time. So I quite like that. The grenade launcher is handy. It's only 5 points. It's only 5 points, right? The grenade launcher is handy as well to add some pinning in with the frag round. That's pretty cool. You can't go wrong with the melters if you need to do it, but you know what it's like with those one-shot weapons? You roll them, you fluff it, you lose half of them from shooting. You end up just sinking points into something that you're not going to use. So then you try and balance boning, maybe having half the unit with them, and it just, it gets a bit complex. So my...
I almost feel like the Magna Commie weapons are fine that they're one-shot. I feel like they should be 5 points, just like the minor ones.
Yeah, agreed.
It's just that 10 points is so much.
For one BS4 shot.
Yeah.
It's not that good. You know, you're going to miss with one third of them, aren't you? Every 30 points you spend, you're only going to get maybe 20 points of value from it. Not great. So I think the Volca is the way I would run it personally.
I'm with you. I think that, like, you know, you could maybe take a Magna, the Magna Combi Melta, the Plasma kind of meh because it's only one shot again. The minor combi weapons. Again, the Volkite is good. I actually rate the grenade launcher, especially depending on what legion you have. Some people have some advantages, but we said we're keeping kind of legion agnostic.
Yeah.
But if you're Night Lords, take the grenade launcher. And, you know, I think the grenade launcher is good for pinning. I think it's good for keeping them cheap. So it is a good option. You know, you can run around with power swords and the grenade launchers. And I think that you have a good, cheap, fast Tartarus squad at that point. Wouldn't take it with the Cataphracty, though. I definitely think I would keep the Cataphracty either with something like the Volkite or the Combi Volkite, or probably more often I would just do Storm Bolters, because with the Cataphracty especially, you want to get them into hand-to-hand combat, right? Like, they have a 4 vulnerable save. They're going to have heavy weapons. They're definitely not a shooty squad, right? The Tartars are more flexible. They're faster. They can run around. They can get behind things. If you're going to put a combi weapon on something, I would put it on the Tartarus. This is just my personal preference. You know, let me know what you guys think. But that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's. I think we're very
on what legion.
I think we're very united on that front, really. In terms of power weapons, combat weapons rather, let's talk a little bit here then. So, Jay, so do you want to run through the options? What we got here?
Yeah. So we have Power Fist, Lightning Claws, and Chain Fists. Mind you, you start with the power weapon. And to be honest with you, I think that the power weapons kind of come in two flavors right now. I mean, and this is not to say you couldn't do something funky and run spears.
Yeah.
Like, I sort of, which could be actually kind of cool depending on how you run it. Oh my God, I just thought about this. Like, we'll talk about this. I have some Legion specific ones in the notes that I want to talk about, but I have to just point this out. You could have salamanders with shields and spears.
Oh,
that'd be so cool.
Yeah.
You could just do like the crazy shield wall.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I actually really like that. So your options are power weapon, which you come with, which I think the two best ones are either the sword because it's rending, or the mace, the club. Oh my God, what? The maul. That's the word. I couldn't think of it. The maul, because it's +2 strength, right? So you're going to be wounding most things on like twos. So yeah, I mean, even if it's not AP2, you're still going to be doing a lot of wounds.
Yeah, the maul's good fun.
I think the other one, options are the Power Fist and the Power Fist and the Lightning Claw, and the Chain Fist and the Thunder Hammer. Sorry. So Power Fists are good. I think that you are going to want to take some of these, and you're going to want to take some Thunder Hammers, and you're going to sprinkle them in there. I think if you take all Thunder Hammers, they're going to be too expensive.
Yeah.
I think you can get more bang for your buck if you take a few Thunder Hammers and a few Power Fists. You could take one Chain Fist. Chain Fists are pretty much just good against vehicles. I believe they get to reroll their wounds against Dreadnoughts as well from Armor Bane. But most of the time, you're just going to want a Thunder Hammer because it's doing brutal two hits. Right?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, Chain Fists are cool, but I think a Thunder Hammer is better, and it's the same points.
Yeah.
So you could possibly take a Chain Fist for Armor Bane if you're fighting tanks. That's exactly what I think. Like, I think a Thunderhammer is better against Dreadnoughts. And Power Fist to kind of keep the points down. I have found that Lightning Claws are amazing. Plus two attacks.
Well, pairs of Lightning Claws, right?
Pairs of Lightning Claws, yeah. Yes. Are one Lightning Claw, I wouldn't really get unless you like the look of it.
Yeah.
Pairs of Lightning Claws, though, plus two attacks. And you get so many attacks on the charge, especially with the Tartarus Terminators, which can run. At this point, I don't know if I would take them on. Would you take them on Cataphracti? What do you think? They look cool.
Well, Lightning Claws.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think if you're going, you might as well just go Thunderhammers.
Yep.
Thunderhammers power, because you're going to bounce half the wounds that come at you. So there's no point. I think this is... You go.
I was just saying, the way I feel about the Terminator, different Terminator armor types, I kind of like power weapons and Lightning Claws and maybe the occasional Fist or Thunderhammer in a Tartarus squad, right? But like, I think they lean so much better towards like, oh, here's five Lightning Claw guys, right?
Yeah.
Here's just a boatload of attacks.
Yeah.
And I'm going to run down your power armor, or I'm seriously going to put a lot of AP2 wounds on your Terminators. And the Cataphracti I lean towards, like Thunderhammers, Power Fists, like just the absolute hammer weapons, because they're so much slower, but they have a better invulnerable save, right? So they're more likely to survive a Terminator on Terminator fight.
Yeah.
Even though they need a delivery system,
yeah,
like a Land Raider or a Spartan.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about it. How about you?
Yeah.
How do you run them? How do you feel about it?
So I've been running two squads of 10 mixed with pairs of Lightning Claws and Power Fists. I didn't model them with Thunderhammers. They would be
What kind of armor though?
Tartarus.
Okay.
Yeah. And I find that the mix is actually quite nice. However, without getting into the Legion specifics too much, it's warranted on the Emperor's Children. I wouldn't want to do it on most other armies, and that's purely because of the way the Sonic Shriekers are working. So I'm hard to hit, so I don't mind striking low with my Power Fists on a 5+ invuln, because I'm going to be harder to hit in the first place, and you get that +1 initiative on the charge anyway, right? So your I1 stuff's going at I2 and your I4 stuff's going at I5, and it makes a big difference. So yeah. I know we don't want to get into specifics, but I think it's
warranted. Well, I mean, the last thing on my notes was actually talking about who the best legions to run regularly.
Okay, cool. So
we'll talk about this more in a second.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. So, I mean, I tend to kind of do similar things. Like on my Space Wolves, I have a bunch of, I have five Lightning Claw Terminators and five other Power Fist/Thunderhammer Terminators, right? And I kind of run them as a group, or I'll split them into two squads. But the Tartarus ones, I definitely run at least five power weapons or initiative striking weapons. And I think that Lightning Claws are the standout option for that.
Oh, 100%.
On my Cataphracti Terminators, I pretty much just run a Stormbolter and a... some sort of like Power Fist equivalent, right? Like Power Fist or Thunderhammer.
Yeah.
I don't really ever run. The only ones I actually ever run it with is the Varangir Terminators. I know we're not talking about Legion Terminators, but that's again like the only one I run it with, because they can then have two weapons.
Yeah.
So it's I really different. Shy away from running Lightning Claws or power weapons with my Cataphracti.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. And the grenade harness, just touching on the rest of the equipment here, you need to be running that.
Yeah.
You're silly if you don't. You know.
Unless you have all power fists.
And then
it doesn't matter. You don't need to spend the extra points.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times, like Pete said, we tend to, when we run the Tartarus, because we both like the Tartarus squads, we both run them. The other way I've been running them is like on my Dark Angels list, I kind of have copied Ian, and I have five Lightning Claw Terminators and five I believe he has Power Maul, but I took Power Sword and
yeah.
Combi Grenade Launchers. And those are just two units to run around and harass infantry and just basically be a pain. And, you know, you have to deal with them.
Yeah.
Five Lightning Claw Terminators charging into anybody is still not.
It's going to hurt. Yeah. Yeah. It's a shred, hurt, isn't exactly. it? It just makes such a difference. Yeah.
Yeah. And the rending, right? Like, so they can get through AP2. So yeah. I think that that is the best sort of way to run them.
Yeah.
Do you like cheap or expensive squads, or do they both have their roles and do you use them in different ways?
They both have their roles, I think. I've ran squads of five with just power fists and bolters and just sat them on an objective. And I know that might seem a little bit silly, but no one, they're not causing a threat turn one or two to the opponent because they just sat on an objective at the back with some combi bolters, so no one bothers them. But then, you know, as the game progresses, trying to shift 10, 2 up, 5 plus plus wounds with power fists becomes progressively harder, right? So, and this is the Pride of Legion list where they're scoring, of course. So, I found that that's fine. If I run a 5-man squad, I tend to have it teleporting in with a warmonger.
Yeah.
I found that I have run 5-man squads in a Proteus and I've not had the Proteus be able to deliver them. I've run it 3 times now. The Proteus just gets shot down by las cannons immediately. Whereas the Spartans, yes, they're so much more points, but they get the guys there. That's the difference. It makes a huge difference.
I had a different experience with Land Raiders.
Have you? I've not had it once. It's not worked once.
So this is not a Legion squad. It's a command squad, but I sit in back with my command. But it's still 5 Terminators in a Land Raider, right? And the command squad sits in back. And for some reason, like 90% of the games, it lasts till the very end.
Weird.
Well, also, I'm Night Lords. It's nighttime. There's other things to shoot at. And then I'm in their face.
Say no more.
So maybe that's exactly it.
Yeah. Whereas my one wants to be up the field and it's like, shoot me. I've got stuff in here.
I think maybe throwing them up the field, you've had a much different experience. But I mean, that's just something to kind of like keep in mind, guys, when you're kind of making these lists and how you're going to deliver them.
It could really
make a difference. Like you said, the only way to deep strike most of them is with a warmonger, right?
Yeah, unless you're Imperial Fists, of course, because they get all the goodies. Or potentially Night Lords for a certain build.
Let's talk about Pride of the Legion really quick and the benefits of running Terminators with Pride of the Legion.
Yeah, so Pride of the Legion, for those that don't know, is a rite of war that your Delegatus or your Praetor level characters can take. What that does is, so we've got some real heavy restrictions, so we'll talk about that firstly quickly. You can only have one heavy support and one fast attack choice, and you must have equal to or more infantry squads than you do of any other unit type. So that includes dreadnoughts, vehicles, all sorts of other things. It's quite heavily restricted. What you gain from it, though, is veterans and terminators become troops choices, and the first two compulsory troops choices gain the line special rule as well.
Yep.
So, you know, you can have two line cataphracty squads, like teleporting in with two warmongers, for example, onto objectives and be like, deal with this would be actually probably pretty decent. The Indomitus units from the the legacy units PDF that for those that might know them from Warhammer community, they have troops choice units still, but they lose their support squad rule and they gain the line rule instead. So you can field 6 Terminator squads with line, which is pretty cool. So it does change the way the list works quite largely. It's all I've really ran so far with Mempress Children. The problems I've ran into with it has been not having enough tools to deal with everything else going on because everything's a Terminator and everything's in a transport, right? But yeah, I think it's got some cool gizmos to it.
Well, that's cool. Why don't we talk about just round it out, some standout Legion termies and kind of which which ones sort of stand out to you? I kind of have four written down here, and I'll run by my first one to you. And I pretty much know what your second one is. We've already talked about it a little bit. But my first one on the list here is the Space Wolf Tartarus Terminators, because they can run and charge. So it just makes your standard Legion Terminators super, super fast.
Yeah.
11 inches and then charge. And when you have Terminators pounding down the field at you that fast, it is terrifying.
That's so crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. They're just like, and just run down the field.
Yeah. That is nuts.
Yeah, it's really, really, really good. And like, there's not many of them that I put just because of their Legion trait. But this one, I think, because of that being so crazy, with 10 Tartarus Terminators just pelting down the field at you, it's just, I've surprised opponents by just racing down the field and smashing into them with 10 Terminators. They're like,
what do I do here? Yeah.
What do we, I guess we die then.
Yeah, yeah.
So the second one I have on this list is no surprise. Pete, do you want to tell us what?
Yes, obviously the Emperor's Children, of course. Yeah. Just there, yeah, as we're focusing on the Legion buffs here then. So the Legion buff of +1 initiative on the charge can make a huge difference with those lightning claws landing, huge difference with the Power Fists and Thunder Hammers swinging at I2 rather than I1. Plus, the squads can buy Sonic Shriekers. So, for those that don't know, that means
if they're traitors.
If they're traitors, who isn't being a traitor? Your opponent strikes you at -1 to hit as long as they're not fearless. So you're really hard to hit. You're going first with majority weapons compared to your opponents. What's not to love?
Yeah, they're really, really good. The other one, the next one I have on my list is no surprise to anyone. It's the Imperial Fists. Their Termies can take Storm Shields, so they're 3+ and vulnerable save, and they can teleport, and it is amazing.
Yeah,
like, I mean, it's expensive to take those two upgrades, but like, they can also take assault cannons on their Terminators.
Yeah, the one ranged weapon, which is pretty, it's all right. That, yeah,
I mean, it's the best ranged weapon option in my opinion.
Yeah,
so yeah, it's decent. So, yeah, I mean, I think Imperial Fists are good. And the last one I have, do you remember from what we were talking about before? I brought it up.
The Salamanders.
Yes.
Yes, I do remember.
Yeah, yeah. Because the Salamanders have +1 invulnerable save shields. So their Cataphracty can be 3+, and their 3++, and their Tartarus can be 4, which is really good.
Can they still run with the shields?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. All right.
So I think that they're really, really interesting that way. It makes them really, really cool. Imperial Fist, of course, can be 3++ with their Tartarus and run around. But hey.
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But for some reason, I think Salamander's upgrade might be cheaper as well.
You'd hope so.
But yeah, definitely those two legions. I think so. These are the four that kind of stand out. If there's any more that stand out to you guys that we didn't cover or we didn't quite, you know, catch, let us know in the comments. But overall, I think Legion Terminators are an amazing option, and there's a lot of ways to run them as troops. There's a lot of ways to get them on the table. Pete, what are your final thoughts on Legion Terminators?
Yeah, great shock assault troops. Do what I say. I'm going to do on 10. Just make sure you're running the right weapons and don't spend points on ranged weapons is basically the overall thought. Don't waste those points. That's it. All good.
Cool, guys. Thank you. Yeah. See you on the next
one. Cheers. Bye.